minutes.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and welcome to the show. It's 7:06 on a Wednesday, May 19th, and we're getting close.
I'm sorry, 7:05 and 45 seconds, Colonel.
7:06 now. Hey, I'm joined by, you're looking for a fight already this
neener,
morning.
Neener, neener.
Okay. Hey, and speaking of looking for a fight, here comes Eric. And Eric has been standing in for Bad Bob and now has us trained to do it the Eric way, which will make Bad Bob crazy when he comes back.
Bob's going to have to retrain you when he comes home.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the thing is that both of you are so competent. And so it's easy to make the job work.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Turn down microphones now.
Okay.
You know, this is the third day. Well, go ahead and introduce me now, my love.
Speaking of turning on and turning up,
oh,
here
please.
She is.
Oh.
Linda Bott.
Do-do-do. This is our third day with the toilet off of the hole. Thank you very much. I walk in, and I think, when is the John going to go back on the hole? And it's getting to the point where it's starting to make my blood boil because...
You know, yesterday when you and Mike were being really nice about the whole thing, and I said you should start the scorched earth policy right now because they're not going to do it. You guys are being nice to them. And, you know, we'll get that on tonight if it means working all night.
Well, I give you my word. This is the point. I'm not going to say any names, but this I come from, I give you my word, is, okay, then I get it. And you know what? I know it's going to be done. And then you go into the disappointment mode of there's no note, there's no, I'm sorry, you know, the kid had 102 temperature, whatever.
Well, there's not going to be a note. You guys are...
You come in with the toilet off the hole, and there's the starting to smell now. So I've got candles lit all over the studio, and God bless our guests. We have some great guests coming in today, and I said, hey, you guys, the candles are, masking the smell of the hole and the smell coming from the hole.
How many times have you had somebody that's working inside your house and said, we're going to have this done today or tomorrow? You know, it seems like we hear this a lot, is that... not in every case, of course, but then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, it's still there. However, this is not going to last 2 weeks.
And you know what? There's about 60% of rain likely today. It's going to be high 65. Mostly cloudy with a high near 65, of course. South wind 5 to 8 miles per hour tonight. A 40% chance of showers, mainly after 11 p.m. So I think there's some humidity issues going on. But you know what? Life is great here in America. We're going through all of these changes, of course, with our... With everything that's happening with elections, I'm sure many of you were listening to the radio, watching television, looking at your computer. There's a shift. There's an unrest. There's turmoil in Bangkok. There's, Greece is rioting. The euro dollar's down. I mean, we're in a kind of a shift in our world. But let us never forget that we have had the deadliest bombing and attacks in a very long time in Afghanistan, which were several Americans, five Americans and a Canadian, on NATO in the capital in 8 months. And let's just not forget our warriors and the people who put their lives on the line every single day for our great country. So these things seem really minute when we focus on that.
Well, you know, it's just five Americans and two others killed in Afghanistan yesterday with suicide bombing. But that of course is bad enough. But you know, warriors put their lives on the line. As long as I just again, as do many of our people in the United States, as most of the people in the United States, you just pray is that there's some kind of agreement on what's happening in Afghanistan. Right now, Karzai is not even talking to the ambassador, and even though they all got together at the White House, it seems like McChrystal, who is the commander in charge of the troops, and the ambassador there are having a huge argument about which way to run the war in Afghanistan. And I don't see a lot of leadership from President Obama. And if it is, it's low key, so maybe they don't know it. But Karzai even refused to talk to the ambassador. But you know what? We've got other things, you know, going on too, is that yesterday was a huge election day, and it appears that the voters of several states are fed up with incumbents. You know, we were talking about this earlier, and we've had just a variety of candidates for public office coming through our show, and we've done that on purpose so that you all can be able to hear what the candidates think, so you can ask them questions, so you can hear what they're saying out there. But it looks like in if you remember Orland Spector from Pennsylvania, I railed against this man because he was going to lose in the primary when he was Republican to a guy named Joe Toomey. So what happened? He changed his parties. He doesn't have the political backbone. He doesn't have the integrity to wait till the election, till it's time for the election, and then make the change and do it. He does it before the primary, and he changes to the Democratic Party. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss about what happens when you change and what is the results when you try to take advantage of the people. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. People. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. It's May 19th, and it's 7:15 in the morning. It might get a little rain today, but it's not looking too bad. Weather Rock is damp, but not wet.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
Right. And I'm going to go back to Orland Spector. You know, remember what I did is I ranted against Arlen there, because when he changed parties, and it was strictly for one reason. It was to keep his power. That was right, to keep his power. It had nothing to do with what the people wanted, the people needed. It was so Orland Spector could keep his power, his 30 years in the Senate, because, he probably can't get a job. He's probably in his 70s, but so he wants to stay as a senator. So what happened? He got trounced in the primaries by Representative Joe Sestak, who had neither major union support nor White House support. You know, he's my kind of Democrat when you look at that. And after the election, and Sestak caught the people with the slogan Democrat for Congress. Okay, he's a Democrat, but what he was also saying was it's time for change, time for people to hold the representatives accountable. Rand Paul. I have a message from the Tea Party, a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We have come to take our government back. And that was Rand Paul, son of the representative Ron Paul, and he won by a double-digit margin in Kentucky. So, what I'm saying is, this is not something that's going to go away. And I'm not saying the Tea Party is the reason that it all happened, but Tea Party is part of it. If you're an incumbent and you have supported some of the, if you've supported issues that people have polled against consistently, you might have a problem this year.
Yeah, the Tea Party is a movement. And anytime you've got a force of people who take back America, we've had enough, it doesn't matter what it is. It's a movement. And people, when you wake up and you go down the street, we see a change. We see our world as we've known it is shifting. And of course, you wake up in the morning and should I garden today, or what do I need to do in order to keep my positive attitude and my mind open? It's very difficult when we have things changing, taxes, bailouts, a lot of things that people are just disgusted with. And so what happens is when you have a group of people who say enough, they are going to help make a difference. So the question is, what are you doing today to make a difference?
Well, there was a difference. People had enough and wanted to change in 2008, and there was a change voted in. And now it looks like people are going to go back and make another change.
And right. So at the break, we're going to bring on a couple guests after the guests. So you want to talk about something that could take your mind away. It's an event that's happening this weekend. But first, let's go to the phones.
Bruce, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Well, good morning, group.
Good morning. You sound like you're alive and awake this morning.
Well, certainly not trying to make some Obama bucks here. So. Listen, I just want to make a comment on Wally Herger. And how he can continue to fly under the radar will not debate anybody, which I can understand you don't want to do that when you got a record. You're going to live a lot of stuff. But I did a little bit of research on the guy, and the reason he's done zero about illegal immigration in California, and he voted for the H.R. Bill 3142 for amnesty. He voted for that. And he voted for the $700 billion TARP bill, and he took $42 million in earmarks to scatter around. But it's really interesting when I checked out his donations that he got. He got $76,000 from the pharmaceutical people. But the really interesting one, around $300,000 from all the farmers and ranchers and motel people and that. So there's no way that Wally Herger is going to do anything about the illegal immigration, no matter what.
Well, you know, you don't know. It's the you would think that after 22 years or 24 years that he would have a stance on it, that there'd be something going on. Our state is being overrun by people that are here illegally. Our country is being overrun by our people here illegally. And it's not the fact that something can't be done. It's just that people do not have the political will to do anything. And if you're an incumbent, I would start looking over my shoulder, because there's people here that says, we want to make a change.
Well, that's my, you know, and I've supported Wally in the past because he has conservative principles. But right now, I say he's had 20 years, I think it's 24 years. He's done zero about illegals, and we do know that they're on the $9 billion offset here in California. He's not going to do anything under the status quo. So I say, why don't we give Pete a shot at it, and then if he doesn't do anything, vote him out.
Well, there you go. And the thing is that's what that election's for, and everybody should go out for these elections. I heard something really scary, Bruce, yesterday, was that it rained in Pennsylvania, and that may have had an effect on the elections because it rained.
Because of Specter. Specter said if he had a low turnout, he was going to lose that thing out there. But that's true. Everybody ought to get off the rear end. We need changes, and when you get these status quo politicians, you know, it's not really what's best for the country or the state, but for their party or for them and their special interests.
Yeah.
So it just goes that way, and that's politics.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce, thank you so much for your phone call.
All right, we appreciate your call. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here, and coming back, we're going to talk about a wonderful event that's happening this week, and you're not going to want to miss. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:20 in the morning here on the 19th of May. This is KCNR, 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio.
We're proven.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:23 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. If you want to send an email to Linda, it's linda@kcnr1460.com. And, of course, we stream on kcnr1460.com. Hey, one of our callers just called in and said, hey, you know, you can handle the handle part of that smell by sticking a rag down the orifice where the toilet was. Yes, we did that already. We're lighting candles, but thanks a lot for your phone call. We appreciate it. You know, I love when people take care of us here.
Just don't light a match, right? Well, I'm sorry. You know, let's talk about fun. Let's talk about what it is to make your heart filled with joy and music and wine and food and great friendships and embracing the arts in our local community. We'll always do that. We're talking about an event called Fundiversary that is happening this weekend on May 22nd. Let's welcome our guests, which is Barbara Harrison and Dan Cusby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
How are you guys this morning with your plumbing problems?
Well, okay. you know the thing is, I told them, you're being too nice. You guys are being nice to them. You know, it's time to lock and load, and have them meet where the tracers are intersecting.
Well, that's the beauty of being downtown and the nice old buildings and the friendship and the culture down here. See, everybody just takes care of you.
Yeah, sure. That's right. It's all about downtown.
Downtown, you betcha.
Well, you know what? Well, we love it down here, and you know it is growing like crazy. Okay. Fundiversary. Okay, we're talking starting at 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 22nd, 4 to 8 p.m. Tell us about it.
Let me tell you how this got started, because it's really interesting. The Vintage has been looking to do a fundraiser for Riverfront for quite a while, and they're coming up on their four-year anniversary. Hard to believe they've been here 4 years, but they have. Wow. And so they approached our group and wanted to do this fundraiser hence why we called it Fundiversary. I can't even say it right. So what we're going to have is food and wine and beer from 4 to 8 on this coming Saturday.
That should start the fun.
I should think so. And we have two bands. We'll be playing outside. Then at 8 o'clock, Jim Dreyer Band is going to go on inside to Vintage, and you can continue partying inside if you care to. It's going to be a fun event. We need to raise some more money, obviously, to get this theater going. And so that's where we're at.
It's amazing the amount of support. The downtown, as you said, is really growing, and we're looking forward to having Riverfront Playhouse, a great live community theater right in the heart of downtown Reading. So all the proceeds from this event are going to go to our capital campaign to build that 184-seat state-of-the-art community theater. So we're hoping to break ground this year, so let's get her going.
Well, you know, whatever we can do to help, but here's some, you guys don't know this, but while we did the pancake breakfast on Friday, the owner of Vintage gave us tickets, which we're going to give away right now to the first caller, 60545.
Get on those phones, everybody.
4567, that's 605-4567, two tickets for Saturday night, May 22nd, the 4th anniversary celebration of Fundiversary.
The tickets are sold ahead of time. They're not they're sold at the door, but they're $5 more. Anyway, you can buy the tickets at Leatherby's. You can Senior Roses, Market Street Grill.
And Angelo's Pizza.
And also, what's the...
Capone's.
Thank you.
You have Capone's. Yeah. You've got just a number
just about everybody in that little block will be able to sell them.
Bernari sausage.
And there's going to be great food down there at the event. There's going to have food in front of the Cascade, food in front of Capone's, food in front of Market Street Steakhouse, and great bands. The Dan Gregorian Band, the Andrew Herringer Band, and as Barbara said, the Jim Dyer Band is going to do a great show at Vintage and just keep the night going. Even after 8 o'clock. So it's going to be a fun event. We hope the weather is going to cooperate. So that's this Saturday the 22nd. Come on downtown and celebrate the anniversary of a Vintage Bar and Wine Restaurant, and also help Riverfront Playhouse, your community theater.
Also, excuse me, but remember that the ends of demonstration block will be blocked off. So you will have that whole block to ourselves in front of the Cascade Theater. So
that's
you can dance in the street. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah. And those are $20 up to $30 in tickets, and I think we've just...
No. Tickets are $10.
No, I know, but for two of them, it's $20. So
there you go.
$10 in advance, $15 at the door, and we have just given out the tickets. So we've just given the tickets to John. So, John, you were the first caller. So thank you very much, and you can come down, and we'll have these tickets on the front desk. Oh, he wants to talk, too. All right, John, we've got a couple. Hey, John.
Let him talk.
You're on KCNR.
Enjoy that. And thank you for putting that wonderful show on.
You're welcome.
But I'm calling about something a little different, but I am thanking you for the tickets, and I'm going to enjoy being there, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody. But I'm calling in regards to what Carl was talking about in regards to the news that the incumbents are being thrown out. And it's about time. I also listened to the other gentleman who mentioned Wally Herger and his lack of activity on defending our borders, and I think that's a serious issue, and I think he might be joining some of those unemployed incumbents. The Tea Party, of which I'm a member, we're looking at people who are running for office, people who are incumbents, people who are new, people who are old. It doesn't make any difference what they are. We're looking to see how they act and what they're going to do, and the people are tired of being bullied and ignored by our representatives, and it's going to show up this time. We looked at city council and asked them not to put the city clerk and treasurer on the ballot to change them from elected to appointed positions, and we thought they listened, but they didn't. They did about the treasurer, but the city clerk, evidently, they really wanted to appoint this position, because what they did is they made an end run around the people this time. Found a 1979 kind of codicil thing that the city council of 1979 was interested and had indicated in the past that they'd like to see the city clerk's position change.
Hey, John, we got 30 seconds, so...
I'll make it real quick.
Yeah.
They wanted to have it bifurcated into a two-part position, a figurehead, elected, and an appointed position that did all the work and was paid by the city, and the city manager appointed. Hey,
John,
they did it.
Hey, John, we're right at there. And,
go ahead.
You know, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, John. And this is something we can
talk
about later.
We need to talk more about the city clerk, though.
Yeah, we can talk some more about that later on. We have to finish up this segment with our guest here.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, John. Carl and Linda Bott. How much time we got here? About 10 seconds. Okay. Our guest, Barbara Harrison and Dan Cuspe. And we're talking about the Fundiversary. I tell you what, can you all hang on until we finish with this quick
sure.
break? And then we'll finish talking about this.
Thank you.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Oh, I love that song. Fire Street.
7:33. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2243 Hilltop Drive. Finest Walk-In Emporium, Tobacco Emporium in the North State. Espresso Joe's has a coffee you want at great prices. And Joe and Shelley support our community in every endeavor. They are great Americans. That's Tobacco and Brew. So much more than just a Tobacco Emporium.
And we're talking about a wonderful event that's happening this Saturday, May 22nd, from 4 to 8 p.m. And they're calling it the Fundiversary. And our guest, of course, is Dan and Barbara, who are giving us great information. Let's continue a little bit more about the event, get people inspired to come on down.
Well, this Saturday, the 22nd, 4 to 8 o'clock, I mean, you've got a lot of bands, the Dan Gregorian Band, Andrew Herringer Band, great food. This is all in the demonstration block downtown Reading. So you can come down, meet and greet your neighbor, listen to some great music, have some great food, have a beer, wine, a soft drink, whatever. And then the party's going to continue as the Jim Dyer Band is going to be playing at the Vintage Barn Grill right after the event. And the party's going to continue. And all the proceeds from this event are going to benefit Riverfront Playhouse, your community theater. And it's going to be great to bring that theater downtown. We're looking forward to that. And we're really thankful for all these sponsors, and especially Vintage Barn Restaurant, who wanted to help us out at Riverfront.
And we can help them celebrate their anniversary.
Absolutely. 4 years. That's awesome.
4 years.
What was the play you were talking about at the break?
Well, opening this Saturday night at Riverfront Playhouse is Every Little Crook and Nanny. It's a great ensemble cast. It's going to be a great comedy. And if you haven't seen live theater, you've got to get tickets. Come out to Riverfront Playhouse. It's great entertainment, reasonably priced. And the talent we have here locally as far as actors and actresses, it's just phenomenal. And
pretty
it's
amazing. Yeah.
It is fun. And I run into people all the time and say, I've never been to Riverfront. And they say there's nothing to do in this town. Quality live theater is something. It's inspirational. And you can get involved at Riverfront, not only seeing the show, you can help us build sets, be a part of the costume design. And it's amazing how we have to tear down that set and rebuild it for every show. And we do. It's just phenomenal. But when we get
with
downtown, it's going to be a little
heart.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We get downtown, it's going to be, we can do so much more with that great quality theater. It's going to be right at Pine and Placer. So help us build it. Come on out, enjoy, and meet your neighbors.
We went down to that Riverfront Playhouse one evening at on Pine and Placer to go to a show.
Went to the wrong place.
Yes, yeah, we did.
So we
a little
just kinda,
premature.
We looked in there a little bit. It looks dark in there because somebody that should have known where it was at told us, and we just believed
it. We went to the wrong. But anyway, so, and congratulations to our ticket winner, John. You've got two tickets here at the station. Come by and get them today. Again, that's Saturday, May 22nd. It is the Fundiversary celebration.
From 4 to 8.
That's correct, and that's down on Market Street, celebrating Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant's 4th anniversary, and a bunch of bands and a great time. Big party on the street.
Yes, it is, and the tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door, and you can get those tickets at Vintage Wine and Bar, a restaurant, Leatherby's, Angelo's Pizza, and Market Street Steakhouse.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara
Harrison. Thanks for
all
that
you
do for our community.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate your time.
Oh, hey, you know what? Community radio, and that's what it is. You know, when we started this station, the idea was to support the community, and we try to do that, and the community has supported us. So,
oh, you guys do a great job.
That's very much a symbiotic relationship here, and we love to have you all on and other people from our community that make this a community and not just a bunch of strangers walking around.
I think that's what's great about the area we live in and why people stay here and love it so much, because it is about community. We pull together.
Well, thank you again so much. And when I'm sure that it's going to be so crowded down there, you're just going to have to get your tickets early.
Yeah.
Okay.
We hope so.
That's right. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm Leslie Moore.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:42 on a kind of a sunshiny day, but I think we're going to be hitting rain later.
Currently
on.
Currently 59 degrees.
Hey, Linda, you want a free sound system?
Of course.
Well, you know, B&T Satellite is giving a free, complete wireless sound system that you can use indoors or outdoors. They're giving it away on May 28th. And all you have to do to win it is to stop by their store and enter. And this thing will play, if you've got an iPod, a cassette, an 8-track, CD, iPod, or anything, iPhone, any type of electronic equipment, this will play on this system. A $450 system, and you just have to go to B&T Satellite at 20177 Charlon Avenue Drive, just off Airport Road. Put your name in, and we'll draw for that on May 28th at a remote there.
I think that's right around the Burrito Bandito, so I think it's, yeah, it's just right around the corner, so we all know where that is on the way out to the airport. So head on out there, walk on in, fill out the form, and on May 28th, we're going to be out there, and you could win a wonderful indoor-outdoor free sound system. Phenomenal. We've seen it. We've heard it. And they'll set it up, and you'll have it by Memorial Day weekend, which is that weekend.
Yeah, they'll bring it out there. And B&T Satellite's been serving Northern California since 1985. They're a great group out there. All you have to do is stop by 20177 Charlon Drive and enter. Our guest for this segment is Larry Sperlin, who is the past district commander of District 20 of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And we're going to be talking about a couple of subjects today, but one of them is Operation Welcome Home. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Once again, I'm glad to be here, and this is a new program that's coming out, and we're excited about it. And we're partnershiped up with the Employment Development Department. It's part of the California Department of Veterans Affairs program, and we'll be proud to sponsor some aspects of it and to help them be successful.
I know the gentleman, Kanan, that's running this, he's going to be one of the ones in the hierarchy here, is going through training right now. Is that correct?
That's correct. Part of the training is in Sacramento and part over in the Bay Area. Kanan will be back on Friday, pretty much all trained up and ready to hit the streets and get this thing going. He'll be able to let us know what we can do as far as a veterans organization. And probably all, I know for sure all veterans organizations are going to play a part in this in the long run. So we're looking forward to him coming back with a bunch of good information.
When you say this is a new program, could you explain to our listeners who maybe have family members that are coming back, when you say it's a new program, what is the program? Tell us about the program.
I'm not as well versed yet as I should be, but the basics are that California and most states have identified something they can do. It's not necessarily new. Years ago when I came home from Vietnam, you could walk into the Employment Development Department. They had a veterans representative. You went up and you could apply for a job. Well, now in the computer world and stuff, it's really necessary for us to go out, hit the sidewalks, hit the streets, hit the communities, have a place where we can get veterans in. There will be nine districts pretty much throughout the state. They will set up a outreach where a veteran can come in. They'll have all the stuff there, employment information.
So it'll be like a one-stop place that they can come in and get assistance if they're veterans in finding a job.
Correct. Finding a job, finding about their educational assistance. There are work-study programs out there for veterans when they come home. They're going to school. Sometimes it's difficult to get that all into one place, like you said, where that information gets referred to service officers. Just many, many aspects of what you face when you come home. Maybe counseling, whatever it is, the clinic, medical care. We hope to have that all in one place. Like I said, the California Department of Veterans Affairs and the California Employment Development Department are the ones that are in charge of this, be leading it. Then the service organizations are going to supply whatever space we can. If they come to Hay Fork, the VFW has a building. They can set up in there, same Bernie, as they go around. So hopefully this will be a combined effort.
Well, what I know is that when you're checking out of any service is that it's a 2 or 3 day affair, because you've got to travel usually over the base and get checked out. I mean, literally, and I always wonder what happens if you don't have a car. What happens? You know, do you have to catch catch rides with people, or you know, or what, you know, or it's got to be a duty driver take people around to check out. And this is the same kind of thing as when a veteran comes home. He'll go to one, two, three, or four, or five places, and none of which have all the information. And truthfully, young man or young woman, they've had enough of bureaucracy probably at that point when they come back. But if they can go to one place and get the information on education, these are the benefits you have from Uncle Sam and from Uncle California Sam if you've been in the service. And then you have also, you know, for health, for the clinics, this is who you get to see. These are the people you need to talk to. For Shasta County, you may want to go down and see the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You've got, you know, here's, you know, training jobs. The whole thing is the way I understand this works. And I think this is just an outstanding idea. We're starting to see this with other government projects. Instead of making people travel throughout the city or the county, they're trying to put it all under one roof so that somebody can walk in, be helped, and get out of there in a day.
Yeah, and we're hopeful, and I'm sure this is going to come to fruition, that they'll be able to outreach. And like I said, some of the smaller communities around, there is no EED buildings, stuff of that nature. So if they can outreach and we can partnership up with the Veteran Service Organization, supply some space, get a schedule going, I think that we've got a good chance of having a good program for the veterans returning.
Well, I think that the main thing is, you know, get the word out like we're doing here, and we can continue to do that. Is there a phone number yet set up or a website that people that are out there right now could start looking at?
When they first started putting the teams together and the districts together and breaking down what they're going to do, Employment Development Department, Kevin over there handles that as a veterans rep. At the point, since they're just getting ready to start, I really doubt that that's there. The EED site did have some preliminary information as far as getting the first crews hired and getting them out. So, like I said, when the training's done and they're back on Friday, I'm sure they're ready to hit the road.
Well, what we'll do is here in the next few weeks, we'll have Kanan back. We'll have Kanan on to be able to discuss this so this was kind of an alert. It's kind of your warning order that this is getting ready to happen. You know, we haven't crossed that line of departure yet, but it's time to be thinking about it, time to start thinking, okay, this program's out there. It's out there to help our veterans. We look at so many other programs that are out there to help everybody that perhaps do not rate it as much as our veterans. Is that the right way to say that? I mean, yeah, they don't rate it. You know, they've made life choices, or they've come across the border illegally, and we have to take care of them. But you got veterans that have put their lives on the line for our country many times in a lot of cases here. Then what we can do to help the veterans, there's not enough we can do to help them. We want to help them get their medical. We want to help them get the school, the school help. Everything that the veterans require or that they have earned, I shouldn't say require, that they have earned. We want to make sure there's a conduit so they can find out what it is with the least possible amount of stress. They've had enough stress over the last 10 years. Is that a safe thing to say?
Should I get off
my soapbox?
Absolutely 100% agree with you, and I'm an easy one to go with that. I think what comes out of this, too, is we get a chance to also let the public know and the employers know that veterans have a wealth of experience, you know, from supply to logistics to transportation to mechanics to communications, just a wonderful array of job technology experience and stuff. And this will help us, you know, inform the public of what these people are capable of. They've been through training and when you see them, you just can't help but admire most of those young men. When you see them, they remind you so much of yourself and your ideals and what you are. So we're proud, and we just can't wait for it to start.
Well, you know, like I said, you've always got a home here to stand up and trumpet what's going on at KCNR for our veterans. You know, it's what we started out as a few years ago, and that's never changed. But it's because of people like you, Larry, and everybody that's been involved in Veterans of Foreign Wars, AMVETS, PGR, MIAP, American Legion, you know, Order of the Purple Heart. You know, it's just so many organizations that are up here to help our veterans, and it's done with a love and respect.
Well, Shasta County has been a wonderful place to try and expound on the veterans' experience and to bring things to Shasta County that are veterans-oriented, cemeteries and hospital clinic. It's just been a wonderful experience here in Reading.
And our next guest, Senator Johansson, is going to be talking about groundbreaking and then what happened just at IGO on Monday. It's going to be a great conversation with him. Larry Sperlin, who is the past district commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, is here talking about the outreach for our veterans, Operation Welcome Home. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate everything you do, Larry.
And that's the same with us. We can't thank you and Linda and your radio programs for what you do to bring the veterans and what they do to the front of our community and give us a chance to expand on that when we come in. Thank you very much, Carl and Linda.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Good morning, Reading. Are you walking like an Egyptian? Oh, good morning. If your feet are just hitting the floor, this is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. We're taking your call, 605-4567. It's currently 60 degrees. Today is going to be a high of 65. Rain, most likely. Our weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. The time is 7:55 today, May 19th.
A week from today, May 26th, starting at 8 a.m., is the Spring Senior Expo. And we can't tell you enough about this. This is going to be inside Macy's. It's going to be a chance for our seniors to meet and learn about local businesses, agencies, and nonprofit services for Shasta County seniors. Families and caregivers are invited. The first 50 seniors will receive a $10 gas card.
Now, I know that that may sound like $10, but, I mean, we hear the lines start early, so you're going to want to
get there early.
And then you can put your name in the drawing. How you work that out is there's 40 booths, so you're going to hit each booth, and you're going to get checked off the whatever the deal is, and then you're going to be put in a drawing for $500 worth of money to go shopping at Macy's.
You get a Macy's shopping spree of worth $500. You visit over 45 booths. The programs and services for Shasta County seniors. So that's going to be Wednesday, May 26th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to have breakfast and lunch, prize drawings, a 10 a.m. fashion show, home store demos, cosmetic events, and much, much more. Every year, this is a very well-attended event, and we want to make sure that all of our friends are out there going there. It's for everybody. When you need information, sometimes it's too late right then to ask. We'll find out early. You know, Linda and I are going to be there also on a remote.
Broadcasting live.
So come on down and see us. But it's not us you want to come see. It's everything that's going on there with over 45 booths and at the Spring Senior Expo.
And we're going to be taking your emails, Linda at KCNR 1460. You're not going to want to miss the next guest we have coming up. We've got some really exciting things that are happening in the North State. As you know, there's so many things going on all the time, and one is Friday.
Yeah, our guest for the next segment, next hour, will be Senator Maurice Johansson, and we're going to also be giving away another one-of-a-kind groundbreaking T-shirt.
Commemorative T-shirt.
Yeah, commemorative T-shirt. With a ticket for lunch. We're going to be giving that away in the next hour sometime, so be listening and get your little finger close to the buttons there to push.
You just have us on speed dial, okay? 605-4567
is
our hotline. Not yet. We're going to do it in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Oh, Carl, it's just been a roll. We're just on this major roll. You know what I mean? It's
a lot of things going on.
There are so many things going on.
Of course,
on.
You know, on Monday we had the groundbreaking for the Warriors Memorial Building up at IGO, but we're going to talk about that with the senator, too. But, you know, last night, I thought it was Reading voted 3-2 to diversify the invocations at the beginning of the city council meetings, saying that they wanted to open it up to everybody, not just Christian, but to Muslims, Sikhs, you name it, if they want to come up there to deliver the invocation, which was voted on 3-2. Jones, MacArthur, and Bassetti thought that was a great idea. Dick Dickerson and Mayor Stigall are saying that the current practice of having police chaplains delivering invocation keeps the city out of trouble with state laws. This could be really interesting in the future here. You know, I think that, you know, what if we have Wiccans that want to come up and give the invocation? Linda's looking at me like, yes. The they were talking about was the diversity in the community, and that's what they were looking for. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:06. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Send Linda an email at linda@kcnr1460.com.
This Friday.
What's Friday?
This Friday.
This Friday.
May 21st.
Is a huge day.
Is a day in history.
And one
we're making history here in the North State.
And one of the reasons we're making history is sitting right here across from us, Senator Mauricio Johansson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning from the beautiful state of Northern California, where all the rivers are clear and the air is clear, the trees are tall, the women are beautiful. You're not too bad either, but the rest of them are really good. Welcome.
You know, all the rumors about you that I heard are true. And they were always wonderful, things about how you supported in your terms of being senator, how much you supported the veterans and how much you've done for the North State and your great love of the land up here. And you put into legislation something that you made happen, which is now going to officially break ground on this Friday. Could you tell us what's happening?
What's happening this Friday on Knighton Road, just I guess it's sort of west of the airport, is the new veteran home that is being built. That is a dream we have had for probably, I think, now maybe 15 to 18 years. We're finally getting it in the ground now, and this is a project which I think that when the time will tell how big it really is, because it's hard for people to understand. It's a 150-bed home for veterans, but it's more than just that. For those that may not be 100% saying, well, we spend a lot of money on the veteran, that is not the case at all. This is an $88 million project, and that's so if you go beyond just the cost of the project, this is a 150-bed home that's going to hire somewhere between 240 and 250 high-paid, government employees.
Well, that's kind of synonymous with higher-paid.
Well, I talked with you, sort of,
you know. Yeah. In a case, let's just give a little bit of, it's 155,000-square-foot facility.
Yes.
26 acres of land. The site will be 26 acres. It's going to include gardens, courtyards, a chapel, walking trails, dining areas, reading rooms, a bank, a general store, a baka ball and horseshoe pits, a parade ground, a putting green, recreation rooms, and a hall of honors.
This is a home to beat all homes, and we are fortunate enough to have it. And I have dibs on one of the first rooms.
I like that. A room named just after you with your initials engraved on
there
the door.
You go. Not too soon, Ira.
No, room number one goes right to you, Senator.
How long is it going to take it before it's finished, Senator, you think?
A couple of years? Yeah, it's normally something like that will take that long, but I think with the weather cooperating and the way that I know these big organizations move, construction organization, I think we're probably going to be in the spring of 2012.
Well, they're that's talking rather quickly.
You know, and one of the things, too, is that I think it's 10% of the subcontractors have to be from disabled veteran-owned businesses.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, that is double the requirement of the state, which is 5%. So it's going to be a great organizational structure. It's going to be great for us up here. And they are going to try, they're going to try to use as many local contractors and subs that they can.
Well, I hope so, because it's a it would be a boon to our construction industry up here to be able to build a facility that's this important to our community, you know, be a part of it. And we're going to take a, we have to take a quick break here. Yeah, but when we come back, let's talk about what's happening Friday, the time it starts, kind of walk through people. And then we have a one-of-a-kind, well, I should say one-of-a-kind. Well. It's a commemorative T-shirt made specifically for this groundbreaking ceremony for the Veterans Home. And we're going to give that away here in the next 20 minutes or so. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:13 on a it's a good day out there. It looks like it could possibly rain.
You know how wonderful it is when you have a listener that was listening this morning that knew about our toilet problem, just came in and put a cap on. And I told you the toilet was off the hole for 3 days. It's been driving me crazy.
In one of our,
I love just, that. Someone's taking
in.
Care of us. That's
came
so special.
He just came in and capped it
for
us.
Yeah, he just looked through the window and he's got this thing and he's like, you don't need to be smelling it. Cap it.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, there's going to be other capping going on. They don't fix this.
That was a big old fat hug. Thank you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Way. It's DC and Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter. They give haircuts. They are not hairstylists. You're not going to find gel. You know, I don't know what else to say about it. They are not the types to come in there if you want to have your nails done. This is not the place to go to. These guys give haircuts. They give them at great prices, and they give them great haircuts. And it, as they say on the window, man's last stronghold. Don't go there to get your hair styled. It just won't happen. That's a Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
You're about ready for your military cut.
I am. Maybe need to get another, you know,
I think
bring it up.
You need to go this morning.
And look at Eric. You know, Eric needs to get his hair cut.
No, speaking of military and speaking of, you know, the it's like, is there a, I know when you get your military buzz, it's so short, but I love it. I mean, is there like a, what do you tell them, like two or three or something on the razor? What is it?
I put my hand on top of my head and say, leave that. And they know, well, you know what, they've been cutting my hair long enough that they know what I, you know, the question is just how high up it goes. So, but they do a great job. You know, I mean, they, you know, any of them. I just I sit down. I, you know, sometimes you go to a different barber and you go, I think I'm gonna wait till this other guy gets there because the other guy cut the top of my ear off last time. But now you don't have to worry about that, Cypress Square. I mean, they, you know, they give great.
Okay. On a serious note, our guest this morning is Senator Maurice Johansson. Good morning and welcome back to our show.
Good morning.
And I guess it was Monday that you had another groundbreaking ceremony out at Iowa Cemetery. Can you share that? What happened that day with our listeners?
Well, we actually we needed to get in the ground as quick as we could because we're trying to get the chapel, excuse me, the memorial building.
The place of worship.
The place, whatever we're doing with it now. But it's to me, it's a chapel anyway.
Yes.
But the we needed to, in order to be able to meet the deadline we were trying to set for October for completion, and that is private industry at its best. And to do that, we needed to get in the ground, and we decided to do the groundbreaking, get the thing going, and make the notification, hey, you know, over here, we're going to move fast. And if you know the people who is involved in these things, they know how to work these things, and Jay Rager and all these people, I mean, the contractor and the Builders Exchange, of course, I have about 750 members. They just, when I went to them, say, can you guys give me a hand? They says, stand by. We'll take this one for you.
Yeah, Kent, so. Kent Dagg was there with a number of the contractors that are going to be working on this. And one of the things that really impressed me, Senator, was we're not using any government money.
No.
And because we don't need government money, we don't need the government to tell us how to do this. You know, we're just going with our local overseers there from the county, and we're going to build this. And they're talking about building it quick.
Oh, yes. But, you see, this is the thing, private industry. In fact, they've been dilly-dallying around down in Sacramento, which is not unusual. But I got after him a little bit the other day, and I sent them an email to the governor's office and the military. I sent them all the emails. Says, you're losing sight of this concept. This concept is that this is not a government building. It is a government building when we are completed, and I hand you the key. Now stay out of the way and let us work. And they called me back the next morning and said, go. So.
And that's right. I mean, this is something conceived by you and built by private contractors with funds that are donated through fundraisers or from you. And, yeah. And that whole idea here is to build a memorial building where the families and the friends of our fallen who are being interred in the cemetery will have a place to go to, no matter what their religious bent is, if religion at all. But it gives a place for all these people to come to sit in, 125 people protected from the elements.
It is, and it is, like you said, it's a non-sectarian building. It has to be, obviously. And that the I think that people would be happy to see what it looked like when it's done. It's going to be somewhat rather special.
It's a beautiful building. Yeah.
It is a beautiful building. And Terry Topolsky was the architect on that. He designed a real nice one. And the idea that I had on the building was basically come from the Soldiers' Chapel in the Big Sky Country in Montana. They have one there, and I've been married there twice now. Same woman, but married twice. 10-year anniversary.
I thought we had a real scoop right here. But,
well, this is the same kind of scoop that when they ran for election, they told me that somehow they figured I had five wives, and it got so bad that my mother got mad at me because she wasn't invited to the weddings. But that's not a political thing, you know.
Well, Senator Johansson, you can tell that, you know, when one meets you, there you are this man that has fire in your belly. And what you've done is you've put all of who you are into this, like I say, this fire, this ball, this moving energy to not take no for an answer, to not deal with government bureaucracy, to make it happen. And here we are in 1 week with the groundbreaking to the chapel, place of worship in Igwe Cemetery, and Friday, the groundbreaking ceremony for this veterans home that's been, you know, here we have, 20,000 plus veterans living in the North State? And now they have a place to look forward to being able to go to, and families being able to go to, where we can take care of our own. And thank you so much for not taking no for an answer.
No, I've never been used to that. That's they're sort of in capital. That's sort of say, be careful because he's a maverick. And it may be true, but if you are sure what you're doing and it is right, then go for it. And don't let anything stand in your way. But I learned early on that you had the brick wall go around it. You know, don't mess with a brick wall. You don't win that way. So you can do that. But no, this thing here with this veteran home, that started back in 70s. No, excuse me. That started back in 96 when I took over as chairman of the Veteran Affairs Committee in the Senate. And Pete Knight, which most people do know, Colonel Knight, he wanted a home testing area out there. And so we went into that, and then we cooperated, got together on it.
Arsto? No, never mind.
No, all of a sudden, I forgot that one. But there was two homes that needed to be done down there. One was in Sadikoi, and one was there out in the desert. But anyway, the agreement was made to build in the five homes. But in order to be able to build those five homes, we had to make all kinds of concessions and all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, when that went through, as a result of change in the administration down there, which before we didn't get much support, but we did get a lot of support in the new change. And basically, it was five different bills that had to go through. But if one failed of those bills, all the other bills would fail. So there was some fun running between the Senate and the Assembly, running for and back, and just say, hey, we got to get this done, and so forth, you know.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Senator. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johansson, and we've had two groundbreakings of momentous impact, I think, up here in the North State, one on Monday at Igwe which was great. And then this one Friday for the Veterans Home that's going to start. Join us after these messages.
Good morning, Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Are you driving? Are you just getting out of bed? Well, good morning. It's 8:25 in the morning on this 19th of May. It's going to be, well, likely there's going to be rain today with a high of 65. Currently 61 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Carl is standing here with a T-shirt and a ticket in his hand.
That's correct. Okay, we have the Reading groundbreaking ceremony for the Reading's Veterans Home. It's a beautiful T-shirt. It's maroon with a great logo on it. It's got the date May 21st, 2010. I've got a medium, and I have an extra large. And also with this, you get a meal ticket that enables you to have a lunch out there after the groundbreaking.
It's a commemorative T-shirt.
It's 605-45. I guess it's
the phone's ringing.
Too late. We have people calling.
That's right. We got the T-shirt going on here.
Okay, wait a minute. We're still. Yes. Eric goes. Are we giving it away?
This is what we love about live radio.
I should have said the 100th caller, and then we could have just, seen how serious people
are. Okay, our guest today is Senator Johansson, and at the break we were talking about, of course, more about the home, because it's all about the final. It's happening. It's the groundbreaking ceremony is at 10:30 on May 21st on Knighton Road. Let's talk about some of the organizations and what it took to get the home here. Let's give a little bit of propers, or if you will, praise of what it took to get here.
Well, people wouldn't believe the work that was done by the veterans in Northern California to get this done. And it is, there's just too many people to thank for that. And there's been a long, long time coming. A lot of work, not only legislatively, but as well when I took over as Secretary of Veteran Affairs, that really got a push on it. And the governor then told me to get it done, so we want to get it done. But you have the veteran organizations up north here. We have, we got dozens, actually, of organizations up here for the veterans, and every one of them is active. But some of the people that is involved in this, and if I start naming names, it would run out of time. But I'm hoping that by the time the buildings are done, that we can have a memorial, basically, with all the names of the people that stepped up to the place. Of course, some of them had passed away, like Molly Wilson, which helped a lot. Love her dearly. She was my favorite Limey. And she's the one that you see in the pictures. I held her hand because she was so nervous when we signed all the legislations to do this. So, it's a long time coming, and the veterans, I love them dearly, they really stepped up to do this. And nobody, I don't think anybody anywhere can do any better job of getting things done than a veteran in Northern California. I love them.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Okay, the T-shirt was given away instantly. So, Bob, you have that T-shirt. We have medium or extra large, so you need to stop by the station today. We'll have it in the tastefully done bag, which is probably brown or something. And we'll also have the your ticket for that lunch afterwards. And by the way, if you're attending the groundbreaking, it starts at 10:30, but you should try to be there by 10 o'clock so you can make sure you get a seat and all that. Also, there's lunch afterwards, and they're accepting donations for the lunch. And that all the funds go to the Veterans Home. So we do have a caller on the line, but we've only got like a minute left. So if you will just hang on till we get past our break, we'll cut the break as short as we can, and we'll come back to Daniel after we get back from our break.
We're going
to
hit Fox News here in just a moment. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johansson. We are talking about the groundbreaking ceremony, many other things that we're going to be discussing about the home, the Veterans Home, the Northern California Veterans Home. That is really taking place on May 21st. So hang out with us after the break here from Fox News.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things going on right now, Senator. As you know, we've got the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. That's on a roll now. They've got that started. We've got just any amount of things that are happening up here in the North State to help our veterans. I can't think of of any place more positive or more support of veterans than we have right up here in the North State.
Absolutely.
So hang on the phone there. Daniel will be right back to you. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:34. Phone line here is 605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, you are on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Daniel. You're on the air.
Good morning. I just wanted to give a shout out to Maurice. Say good morning. Thank you. And I've known him probably for 40 years through his sons, Mark and Steve. And I just appreciate all the work you've been doing for the veterans, because I am one also.
Well, thank you very much. I think that we have gotten accomplished a great thing in the veterans here in Northern California. And it's going to show everything that we are and what we are and what we're doing is going to be wonderful when it gets finished.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to say. Have a good day, folks.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Senator, you know, we're going to change. Let me change gears here a little bit. We talked a little bit during the break. There seems to be a great deal of adverse advertising, mudslinging going on for the Republican nomination to run against, it looks like, Jerry Brown, mudslinging between Poizner and Whitman. What do you think about that?
Well, I deal with policy. That's my forte. That's what I deal with. And when you deal with policy and you are a legislator, what you do, you deal with the total legislature with an eye on the fact of who you represent, which in my case was about 900,000 people in Northern California. That's primary. Now, as far as the political part of it, what has happened now, obviously, is the more money that is poured into these things, it's getting nasty. And I don't like that. I don't like the idea that we can, quite frankly, when you have unlimited money to deal with something like that, it ends up in this kind of a slugfest, and it shouldn't destroy people's lives. And half of the things that you hear isn't true anyway, and maybe only halfway through. Let's go from all sides. Yeah, and they are, things are being promised which you obviously can't promise. An example of that is that we're going to put our, like they said in Arizona, we're going to put our National Guard on the border. Well, good luck. The National Guard is in the authority of the federal government. They can federalize him right now and take him. So you can't promise something you can't keep. But I think in that particular case in Arizona is one they're trying to tweak the president, quite frankly.
Well, you know, the thing about the promising all these things that Whitman and Poizner do, they're forgetting one thing, is that the legislature is controlled by the Democrats. That unless the Democrats change somehow, that bills that they're talking about introducing, about doing away with money to people here illegally, you know, blah, 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 blah. Unless the legislature, the assembly, and the Senate changes, they'll never even get out of committee. Is there something the governor could do to change that at all?
Well, the governor has a lot of power, but it is basic with a pen. And that is, when legislations come through, he had a couple of options. He can do nothing in which it becomes law, or he can blue pencil it, lines out, I don't like this, I don't like this, and then send it back to the legislator with the reason why he didn't like it. So the governor can actually stop a lot of things. He can stop a budget. He can do a lot of these things. But to do that, you got to take an awful lot of heat.
Well, you can stop things, but you can't really initiate things unless it's some kind of trade. I mean, you know, the governor, you know, whoever it is, if they say, I want to cut off all money to people that are here illegally, he can't. Can he do that, or she do that? Can they do that from the governor's office?
No.
Yeah, it's got to come.
Well, the thing is, the budgetary process is someone that starts usually in the assembly, and then obviously the Senate works at the same time. It goes to conference, and then they decide on the budget, and they bring it on the floor both sides for a vote, and then it goes to the governor for signature. But if the governor says, I will not sign a bill that does this, this, and this, then it is forementioned that it will do that. And I think that you got to stand tough on something like that. And it is very few people that I know that are willing to take that kind of a heat to do that. But you got to risk being very unpopular in doing that, especially in the state of California.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's a lot of there was incumbents voted out last night. You know, back, you know, Arlen Specter lost in the primary. Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas has to go into a runoff. Rand Paul, who is one of the Tea Party advocates and is supported by the Tea Party. It seemed like there was a lot of changes going on last night. Or is this just just indicative of what you believe may be happening in November?
I think it will. I think it will. The changes will have, because you can only get so far down the tube before you realize that you got to do something. And the interesting part when these things happen, you need someone like the Tea Party movement in order to put it on the front line, in order to be able to say that what people really feel. Because I think in the end, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Green Line, Blue Line, or whatever you happen to be, independent, that people internally do understand. They do understand that it is to their best interest to change the political climate, especially in a place like California, which is probably the poster child of what you shouldn't be doing. But you see, the thing about the reason it's happening like this is because they can't tackle many serious issues. So they get it on there, and they do nothing more than talk about fluffy stuff, you know, titty stuff. I mean, you name it, they do it down there. And you don't, nothing substantive, because if you ever had to stick your neck out and do substantive things, then you risk unpopularity, and you risk being hit from both sides of the party, quite frankly, depending on what it is. So until we get an open primary, until we get back to which, by the way, I got elected first time in an open primary, I think that we are going to continue seeing this politic bashing each other rather than cooperate. I mean, we have to learn to be able to move legislation. We have to be able to negotiate legislation. We have to be able to keep an eye on the ball. And if you stub a little bit here, you go a little halfway this time, but next time you get the other side of the loaf. You can't just keep fighting every little bit. You can't do it. You can't survive.
And we're proving that. We're proving that in Sacramento right now. There's $27 billion in the hole, and it's getting worse, and we're just cutting more and more and more out of our budgets. More and more people are being impacted on. Businesses are leaving. You know, we're adding weird laws on that's costing money. I mean, this whole thing is completely out of control, and I agree. You know, I don't know if it's a poster child, but I think that, you know, when it says visit Greece, you could have a picture of California on there here in the near future if we don't watch it. We've got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:45 in the morning. Weather looks like we're going to probably get a little more rain today. But right now it's nice outside. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And let's go to the phones. Jim, you are on KCNR.
Good morning.
Morning. What's on your mind, Jim?
Hey, yeah, I just want to thank Maurice for all the hard work he's done here with the veterans and things, because he's always been a hard pusher and everything. I sure appreciate all that stuff that he's done there. But I don't know why they can't call that a chapel, because when in the military, they always said you're going to chapel. They had on chapel services on Sunday and things. And even back during the war, they had always had God's always been number one, and everybody, and every time they have a problem in this country, who do they call? They call on God to take care of things. So I don't know why in the world they can't call it a chapel.
Well, the reason that it is not politically correct, and this day and age, you have to be politically correct, you understand, which is, to me, is a travesty. You don't have to worry about being politically correct. You do what's right. And it is unfortunate that we are in a situation right now where a lot of things that we can't do is things that should be done. You know, and I think you can read between the line on that one.
Yeah, you know, Senator and Jim, you know, to me, it's how indicative it is that cross out in the middle of the Mojave Desert. It was harming no one. One person complained about it. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, yes, you can have this cross on there, because what it was a memorial to all those that died in World War One. And as soon as they made that decision, some lowlife went up there and stole the cross. You know, and this is indicative of what's going on in our country with a small percentage of people that, you know, if they don't get their way, they steal, they destroy, they you know, they do these things. And you know, I think there's a $100,000 reward up right now, I think, from the American Legion to say, tell us who did it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there, I think that the Tea Parties are going to make a difference in this political deal here and what's politically correct down the way here pretty soon. It should have been done a long time ago, but they're working on it now to get it and get these people that don't want to go along with our way of life in this country and kick them out of the office.
Well, thank you for your call, Tim. Really.
But the important things you got to remember is that during all this period of time, who are the ones that does actually help us conserve the freedoms that we do have? That's the military services. And we are now sitting around in the world, something like 38 or 39 countries we have people stationed, and we still have wars going on. And you may have also noticed, since the new administration took over, you don't have the total count of people getting killed anymore, because that will hurt the image of the total new administration. But look to the veterans. If you look to the veterans to do what's right, because if you support the veterans, like we're doing now with the cemetery, and we're also doing it now with a new veteran home, if you do that and make sure that they understand they are supported when they come home from war, whatever happened, I think that you will find that it's a group of people. They're going to be the backbone of a new nation that will rise.
I think you're absolutely right, Senator. Operation Welcome Home, we talked about that today. We talked about taking care of our veterans. Talked about the veterans should be to the forefront. And but you're absolutely right, too, is that you don't hear like you did before about the war in Iraq. Probably because in Iraq that we won that war, at least the part that we could win. In Afghanistan, I'm still not too sure what we're supposed to be doing over there.
Well, we started our show off today that we had the most fatalities in 8 months in one day with a recent bombing in Afghanistan. And we want to always, we started off by saying we want to remember those veterans who are serving our country that lost their lives and their families.
Those warriors that are out there right now. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johanson, and we've got to take our last break here, and then we're going to finish up. We're going to talk about this groundbreaking a little bit more, Senator. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
There's a whole...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It is 8:53. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Seconds. That's right.
Today we're going to have a high of 65. Most likely we're going to have a chance of rain. Today at 9 o'clock, Dennis Miller is Fred Thompson in the first hour. He is going to be talking about Teaching the Pig to Dance. He's the author of this book. That's right. Fred Thompson. Got to love that guy. And in hour two, we've got Colin Hanks. And in hour three, John Stossel. That is on the Dennis Miller Show coming up right after our show here, Free Fire Radio.
You know, we'd like to get Dennis Miller up here. You know, he loves veterans, and he loves the military. I bet if we put together something that went to him and said, we'd like him to come up and do a fundraiser.
Let's get him up here and have him do a Cascade concert at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I think we could get together on something like that. Anyway, our guest is Senator Maurice Johanson, who is, unless you live in a cave or you're passing through town, you know who this man is. But the big thing that's happening this Friday is the groundbreaking for the Veterans Home. And this is such a huge thing. It's going to begin at 10:30. We have there's rumors that the governor may be here. And can you kind of like capsulize everything that's going to be happening and what the home's going to be and everything in our last 5 minutes here?
Certainly. It's a long time coming. Actually, after my projections that I had when I was Secretary of Veteran Affairs, which I had it done 5 years ago, but that's government. And so, yeah, now this particular home now will, of course, be a fact. Friday is going to be the groundbreaking, which is going to be quite a deal, actually. And it's going to be a lot of speeches, hopefully short ones. And that is going to be food out there. There's going to be, I mean, it's hard to explain, but it is. You're talking probably in excess of 500 people going to be out there. So try to be a little bit earlier coming out.
Probably be out there around 10 or around that.
I would.
Have parking.
Yeah. And but we're also going to be parking over because there's not enough parking right at that particular spot.
Right.
So we're going to go over to the airport and park. A lot of parking is going to be over by the airport side of the airport road, and then they will be bussed over.
Okay.
So we wouldn't have all that traffic problem.
And well, that's a good idea.
It's going to be, I mean, this to me, of course, this is something really heartfelt because this is something that took a lot of work by veterans to be able to put together. And we had to have the veterans boards up here. We had to have hearings up here. George Sinopoli, which was the head of the CalVet board, finally decided to, he was going to help to do that. And so, but he is in, from Fresno area, so we had it. Common costs, and so it's something that's really wonderful. I mean, it's hard to in a few minutes to really explain how the feelings runs in all of these things, and this what can be done. So support the veterans, no matter what it is. Support the veterans.
Yeah, we're talking a 26-acre facility that's going to have 155 beds, 240 to 250 full-time employees out there. We're talking about a parade deck, which I think is really cool. Parade deck out there. A horseshoe pit, so you know we're you know it's going to have a hall for heroes. I know that there's been fundraisers also made to for a recreation room at the home there, so we can have a TV. They can have you know a library, you know all types of things there that wasn't included because of the fund cutting, but we're already raising money to have that.
I would say that the veterans. From a recreational standpoint, for televisions in their rooms, for things that they need, they're not going to want for any of it.
And there's
because
also
several groups out there raising funding, they're going to make sure that this happens.
And there's also an Alzheimer's unit out there, too. Is that right, Senator?
Yes, it is. And that I wrote that into the legislation, quite frankly, because my brother is in Bernie at the moment now in an Alzheimer's unit. He doesn't even know who I am anymore. But he's a military guy. And I think it is important that we have dementia Alzheimer units, a certain number of beds. We have to have it because the people that now come back from the wars are different than they were in my days. Those days, they were left basically, you couldn't do anything with them. You didn't have the ability to save them. You bring them back. And you also have this thing about various brain injuries, to explosions, and all this kind of stuff. We got to take care of those things. You may not see it. You may not see it, but I can tell you, I know a lot of veterans, and I can tell them, some of them coming back, they're not there. They are something different, and which you expect really from a war, but this is different than it used to be. So I hope that everyone can come out there and show the support for the veterans, and I'm hoping that the honor that we're going to give these veterans, and by the way, to Jimmy Swift, which is Taylor, who is the Medal of Honor winner. He's going to be He's going to be the keynote speaker, and he is a sweetheart of a guy.
Great man. We met him.
And a good sense of humor. I like that.
He does. He's up from, I think he's up from what?
Trinity.
From
Trinity County.
Trinity County.
Yeah.
County. And what a true gentleman this man is.
He lives in Trinity Lake.
Won his medal during the, awarded his medal for actions during Vietnam.
Interesting man. And please do join us on Friday at 10:30 for the ceremony. Do get there early. We thank you so much for all your hard work, Senator Maurice Johansson, and for being our guest today on Free Fire Radio.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Our guest tomorrow is going to be Chris Young, who's running for the 5th District Supervisor. And we're also going to do, it's that time of the year, Coast Guard. You think of Coast Guard. You don't think of that right here in Shasta County, but is they've got an auxiliary here that is going to talk about boating safety. They're going to talk about things to do and not to do out there on the on our high seas of Shasta Lake. Yeah, Friday, Kurt Starman, city manager, is going to be here at 8:00. We'll talk to him for a while. If you have questions for the city manager and everything that's going on, this is the place to tune into. We have just any number of things heading into this. And next week we've got, candidates that are running for senator, running for different positions in our state. They're going to be on next week. But thank you so much for joining us today, Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.